Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Business Boiler Room, your number one audio resource for expert business advice, tools, and insights. Things are getting hot.
Well, good afternoon or good morning, depending on where you are. You're listening to the Business Boiler Room. I'm Mandy Crawford, and I'm here with Isabelle Mercier, and we're collaborating together for the last couple episodes and for a few more, talking to entrepreneurs about how they can really heat up and grow their businesses, even in this economy. In fact, this is the best time. So welcome, Isabelle. Are you there?
Absolutely, I'm here. And you know what? As you said, especially in this economy, I would say, because this economy is going to bring the best of the best, and that's the positive thing about all that. So you I think in an economy like this, you either make it very big and very well, or you don't. There's, you know, the little kind of middle kind of gets cleaned out, which is good.
Well, I can totally agree with you, because to be very honest with you, I have not put my feet up for 10 minutes since January, and so I think we need to pass some of our knowledge on to other people so that the best of the best can get even better. And this week we were going to talk about some great ideas. You focused last week. Let's recap quickly. You were talking specifically about billable hours, and this is a really, really important part of business.
It is, and you know what? A lot of people operate their business, no matter how small or how large their business are. Most people operate their business blindly, and what I mean by that is they don't know their profit centers. They don't know how much billable, unbillable time they're spending. So it's really important to know and be aware of yourself and your team in terms of where are you spending the majority of your time. Is it on important and billable and money-making opportunities, or is it on tedious, repetitive tasks that just eat your time away and don't bring any moolah?
And we all do at least a little bit of that, which brings us to a whole segment I think we want to talk about on systems and time management for entrepreneurs and business owners who have employees.
Yeah, and I think that the number one thing that I speak of when I speak to businesses or events, I have a presentation called Stop the Insanity. And in the Stop the Insanity presentation, the most important thing I think we need to realize is that we cannot manage time. Time is something that will go on regardless of what's happening.
Much to my dismay.
I know, but that's the thing, right? If at some point we all understand that we can't manage time, but we can manage what we do with the time
right.
we have, then it
Absolutely.
Makes a big difference. Makes a big
Absolutely.
Difference.
And you're so right. I know the majority of entrepreneurs, instead of pre-planning and managing their time, spend their lives really responding to crises. And that is no way to run a business.
Definitely no way to run a business. In fact, on our blog at leadzonestrategies.com, we have an article called Stop the Crisis Pipeline. And literally, it's how to become more effective. It's to first buy, we need to stop. We need to stop, look at what's positive, look at the potholes, and really look at even, you know how we always have to-do lists? Well, I have a stop doing list.
Right.
Very important to actually have to-do lists, but to also look at a stop doing list, because sometimes a stop doing list is more important than a to-do list. And making, realizing what you need to stop doing because it's either holding you back or it's maintaining you where you are, there's often little things like that we need to realize that stopping is the best thing.
Yep, absolutely. Well, you know, and we're going to talk about a little bit about this today, but many years ago, I worked for the police service, as some people know, and I missed a couple of court dates. Of course, I was one of those overachievers that just absolutely had to give out as many tickets as I could. And I know there's drivers out there listening now going, oh, I don't like her at all. But anyways, what happened was is I ended up putting out too much time on that, and then I missed, because I had too many court dates booked, I missed my court dates. And so the police service sent me on a time management course, which served me so well by the time I started. It was really interesting. And I ended up writing a book.
That's fantastic.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the systems that are available for people, and then maybe we can later touch on the book that I wrote. But have you got any specifics that you would point an entrepreneur, let's say that's a solopreneur, somebody that's wearing all the hats, what kind of systems do you know of that you can point some of them to?
Now, I'm going to talk here, the first few are going to be systems that are not really technology inclined. I'm not, pointing out at a specific website or a specific software. One of the important things is to determine your non-negotiable. To me, that's a system that's very, very simple, and it's to look at what is it that is absolutely non-negotiable for you to accomplish today, no ifs, ands, or buts. So I always have my clients start with totally realizing what's important, what their focus of the day is in general, but also their one, I will call it a mission critical or a non-negotiable. So it's really important to be very clear on today, if I only did one task and that I would be happy with that task, obviously, because it's an important task, which one would it be? And if at the end of the day that's all you were able to accomplish and it was your non-negotiable or your mission critical, you'll be thrilled. If you had a non-negotiable and all you've been able to do is all the other little sand bits around it, at the end of the day, even though you've accomplished way more than you thought, because your non-negotiable is not covered, not accomplished, you will not feel fulfilled or free or proud of your day.
Right, absolutely.
So what else
really,
do you got? Really simple. And what else do I got? The second thing that I would definitely recommend, and that's something that is more in detail described on our website as well, it's what we call and we branded bubble time. Bubble time is a non-disturbance, no email, no calls, no web browsing. It's just a block of time that you're not disrupted at all. Especially, we had a design firm years ago, and we had an open plan. I mean, we did not have offices with doors. And we had to come up with systems that would allow each and every one of us to be more and more productive without being able to close the door. So we invented this bubble time, which makes so much sense. And we got so good at bubble time that we even had half a day per day that was in total silence, total production. And last week we talked about your ideal week, like the client meeting rhythm.
Right.
If that kind of goes together. Once you decide which days you're willing to meet clients, which days you're not, then within the days that you're not meeting clients, then you can establish bubble time, which really helps as well entrepreneurs that, for example, I have a client right now, she's a graphic designer, and she wants to do more design, but she's always bogged down by all the other stuff to do. And she was sharing with me that this morning, that last week she was only able to do 4 hours of design time. And the first thing that came to mind for me is, okay, well, you know what, this week when we work together, we're going to establish what your ideal schedule is. An ideal schedule doesn't get dreamed of and put on a shelf. The ideal schedule gets planned today, gets tested, gets trials, and the more you move forward, and then you tweak along the way. But it's important to know, like for me, Mondays are office days, Fridays are off days. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, I work with clients, and I work with clients only 1 week out of two. The second week, I do a lot of branding and a lot of visual work. But, 1 week out of two, that's kind of my ideal schedule and my ideal client or meeting rhythm. But it's very important to literally sit down and figure that one out. Otherwise, it's chaos, and then it's crises, and then it's just nuts.
Well, you know, I talk about, and you're speaking about this whole special clients day and setting aside specific days and specific times. And I know I speak about that in my book. And the book is called, for those listening, whenEverySecondCounts.com. Sorry, whenEverySecondCounts. It's not called .com, but you can find it at whenEverySecondCounts.com. And we do cover things like, you know, what days do you do what? How do we lump like things together? Putting, you know, emails at a specific time of day that you answer, not all day long interrupting the things that you do. Because when you take your eyes off of something you're doing, they're saying 7 to 10 minutes to get back into what you were concentrating or focusing on. And if you did that several times in a day, an hour-long project would take you 6 or 7 hours, you know, instead
Absolutely.
Of taking the hour that it takes. And that's really great that you're talking about that, because that is one of the major downfalls to most entrepreneurs, is they don't manage themselves in according to their day. And that's really
exactly.
all it is. It's not managing time. Time is going to go by, doesn't matter what you do. You know, Isabel, there's another thing I wanted to touch on, that because, you know, I go a little more to the electronic side. And
yep.
and in this day and age, you know, we have sometimes difficulty finding good employees that can support us in our businesses or that we can trust to. And that will bring us to delegation in the end. But it's a huge step to delegate when it's your own baby and it's your own business. But there's some, I wanted to mention some things that I've found that have been very, very helpful. And for those listening, if you want to find some great systems, you can go to roaringwomen.com and look under services. And there's a whole bunch of services that we recommend. But one of them that I use that totally would eliminate a gatekeeper in terms of appointments is called Appointments Online. And what I do now is all my coaching clients, all my appointments that want to discuss specific things with me, any of our directors that, you know, have some questions, they go to this site, they can see my schedule, and they can book an appointment with me. I get notified, and they get reminded a day before that appointment that they have that appointment. So I can go to my schedule every day, and in fact, when I get the reminder, it also drops into my Outlook calendar. So it's an incredible opportunity for me to be able to let, I guess it's like a big box store, you know, you let everybody else do the work. But really, they can look at their schedule, look at my schedule, and find something that fits instead of this back and forth phone calling or email. Well, do you have Monday afternoon? No, I don't. Well, what about Tuesday morning? No, well, how about Wednesday? Well, I don't have time then either. So
yeah.
they can look at the schedule and schedule it, and it's done. And then if they have to unschedule it, they go into that same place and they change that. So it's and believe it or not, it's a program that costs $59 a month. You couldn't pay a receptionist for
yeah.
a day for that. So that's one system that I think that is very helpful for anybody who's booking time with clients. And that could go for, I mean, anybody, a coach, somebody who does any kind of health treatments, whether it's a chiropractor or, you know, any kind of appointment type of business.
Absolutely. And you know what, Mandy, this brings the subject of automation. And
mm-hmm.
automation is something that is so fantastic. Once you actually, you know, to me, I there's an expression in French that says, never two without three. Like when someone sneezes twice, for sure
yes.
they're going to sneeze three times. Well, I don't know yes. what the expression in English is, but I've got my own version of never more than one. When I do something at the office, I never want to have to do it more than once. So
That's
I true. Have lots of different things that are already automated from emails. You know, when,
right.
when you find yourself re-kind of iterating a lot of the same yes. thing in an email, In Outlook, it's very simple. You just create yourself a folder. I called it email forms. And then
yeah.
I've got about 60 email forms in there. And all I have to do is tweak and personalize to whom I'm sending it. But it's so
Absolutely.
Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with all the files, office files that you use often at the office, to have a folder that is being shared at the office, no matter how many people you have, with all your forms and exercises or anything that you have that more than one person has to
right.
Or could possibly use, having that in a one shared location It's very simple to do, and it makes that everybody goes to the same spot to look for something. And when a document needs to be changed, it's changed in one location and then never have to be kind of shared again because it's already there, which is fantastic.
And this is, you know, this is something that most people miss because it's such a simple thing to do. And you're right. You know, if you're answering something about whether it's about your services or whatever, you can literally type it out, dear, and leave it blank, save it
Absolutely.
To the file, and then
yeah.
just
Absolutely.
Click it and put their name in it, and off it goes. There's another
we even
thing about
Go ahead. I was going to say, we even have little messages where, you know, sometimes you're gone for a couple of days or a day. Often we do lead strategy days, and we want our clients to know. And we just have autoresponders, email autoresponders, pre-written. We just have to pre-select the one and press go. You know, it's so
Absolutely.
Easy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is one of the major issues that, that people face is they don't take time, and it takes, 5 minutes maybe, to be able to create this. And when you find yourself responding more than once, this is something to do. There's another thing that that I use regularly that helps out, especially with clients, that would save them coming to my office. And I use an automated webinar program where I can put someone online watching my computer immediately and speak with them over the phone, and that's called GoToMeeting.com. So that's another really good service that's available that a lot of people aren't aware of that would help them to be right beside their client whether they're there or not. So that's another thing that we use. Is there anything electronic?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you about GoToMeeting. Is this a subscription fee base as well?
Yes, it is, and I pay, you know, 29 cents, I think, or $29 a month for something like this. And you know, any question that I have, so now I can almost eliminate people coming to my office, which not only saves them time, but it also saves me time because I'm not waiting
right.
because they're late. You know, all these things. One of the other things that I use that's a really great program, and again, people can find all of these on roaringwomen.com under services, is a card program. And this is, again, there's a small subscription fee for this as well. But I'm able to go online, upload someone's name or a whole list or a database, whichever I choose, and I can send a card from this online portal. And the card is printed, stuffed, stamped, and signed with my signature, has my return address on it, and is mailed for $1.25 a card. So, for example, if I wanted to send 15 cards out to a bunch of people, it'll also merge them. So I sent out 1,000 Christmas cards for a client last year that took me maybe 20 minutes to send.
Nice. Very good.
So these are some of the systems that, you know, can be used that are really makes your company look perhaps a lot bigger than it is, which is great, which is
absolutely
great.
Yeah.
So, you know, go ahead.
I was going to say there is a team that I use, and it's an online dashboard kind of company that you hire. It's called ExceedAgents.com. And it's xceedagents.com. What they do is I have a team of five that actually do a lot of research for me. So anything you need to get done from, you know, programming to researching to posting ads to, oh my God, posting posts on blogs. I mean, anything admin is just so great, and they are, I always have the same team of five people. I have a dashboard, and I just go upload projects for them to do, and they're located, some of them are located in India, some of them are located in the U.S., but they work they work overnight, so they, you know, I put something on a Monday at the end of the day, and Tuesday morning, things are done, and while I was sleeping. And that is fantastic. And you can pay. It's not a subscription. You pay for the time that you use. I think there's a fee of $129 up front, but you actually you have them work for that time. So it's just kind of like an initiation fee. And then after that, it's just based on the time that they use, which is really, really great.
Wow. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the email services that are out there, too, that would save a lot of time. For example, our company sends out invitations, and when we send out an invitation, we don't just send one. We plan them. We send one today. We send one next week, and we might send one the week after to remind people.
That's right.
And I actually go to a service. There's a number of them out there, and people can search them out, where I upload those messages one time. I choose the three different dates and times they need to go out, and I click send, and it will schedule and do the work for me. So I don't get a reminder on Wednesday saying, don't forget to send out this message today or tomorrow, whenever. And that, again, saves a pile of time. So all these things really start to add up, where you can begin to use your time so effectively.
Yes, and all of those tools are actually really fantastic. Once you're actually, once you know what your ideal schedule is, once you know that you've scheduled bubble time, and also that you're stopping, you're strong enough to stop the time robbers that I call them.
Hmm.
You know, and I remember a client of mine, you know, always being at the last minute for an ad campaign, and I was always saying yes, and eventually I just had to say no, sorry, I can't do it. And I just said to her, I can't pay anymore for your inability to plan, because my life is not the greatest now because of that. And I fully realized that I did that to myself, right, by accepting.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how sometimes you need to really know what your ideal schedule is, know the times that you are not negotiating any time robbing or anything, and then those tools, because I know a lot of people that have amazing tools like this, but they're crazier than ever because they just don't have, they can't say no, and they don't have a good, strong base of a sense of what their ideal time spending is, right?
Right. So let's talk a bit quickly then about crises, because here's some of the things that I've learned about crises, and that is they're all, every one of them, almost entirely in business are avoidable, correct?
Absolutely, 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 100% correct.
We talk about crises in my book as well. You know, someone will say, I had a crisis, I was on the way to do such and such, and I had a flat tire. And I said, okay, well, so when was the last time, you know, you looked at your tires? Oh, well, you know, I've had these tires for 3 years. Well, you know, proper maintenance really does avoid crises, right? I lost these papers, and this is all down to organization. You know, you prepare ahead. When I go away on a trip, I take about 5 different file folders or 6 depending on the days and plan. I put every paper I possibly need in for that day in that folder. And then when I get there, I've got 7 days of folders. I'm not searching through things and panicking trying to find things. So, you know, avoiding crises really is all about preparation.
It is. It's about preparation, and it's also about organizing your time accordingly. Like, if you think something's going to take an hour, it's most likely going to take an hour and a half. So, and if it does take an hour, then at least you've got half an hour of buffer. So I always plan buffers. I never cram my schedule, because then I become in a state of emergency internally, even though there isn't a state of emergency. And as soon as we are, as human beings, you know, in a state of emergency, then everything snowballs from there.
And in policing, we called it tacky psyche. And what happens is if you're in an internal state of emergency, your heartbeat goes faster, you release adrenaline, you release cortisol. But here's what happens with your eyes and ears. Your eyes become very focused on a narrow scope of vision. Your ears only hear things that they need to hear and miss important information. So what happens to the person when they're in a state of emergency is they miss things that could be very important for later on, and their stress levels, because they're high, they forget things, so that short-term memory loss kicks in. So now they're functioning at a terrible, terrible level when they could have really been in a position of strength.
Absolutely. And you know what? This brings the, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm the queen of multitasking. When you prioritize properly, there's actually no need to multitask.
That's right.
Absolutely. And multitasking is like, it's a symptom of task creep, you know. And I don't know if people know Timothy Ferris from, you know, the 4-Hour Workweek, But this is, if you guys out there have not read that book, I highly recommend it. It's a fantastic book, and it really gives a lot of tips and tricks on how to be more efficient and how to organize your life so that you don't have to work more than 4 hours a week.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'll agree with you 100%. I'm saying this as I'm sitting in my vacation home in Panorama.
So, nice, I like it.
I'm finishing off my 4-day work day, you know, and I'm not down to the 4-day or 4-hour work week, but I'm down to the 4-hour-a-day work day, so that's kind of nice.
That is fantastic for sure. I think one of the important thing as well as entrepreneurs is to, number one, book your vacations. Because if you don't book them in advance, they will not have, there is never a great time on the spot to leave on vacation. You need to plan that. In fact, Margarita and I, in our business this year, every year we always enhance our goals, our financial goals, and we are always, you know, type A individuals. We always want to do better and more. And this year, we kept exactly everything the same, but we upped the vacation. So my whole goal is to do the same financial goals, but in 12 weeks. Of vacation, 12 weeks off, and it's quite something to accomplish, but I know I will.
And this is all about learning how to be successful, and this is what we're going to be covering in the rest of this series, because success doesn't come because we work more hours. Success comes because we learn to manage and take care of the tasks that need to be done. We learn to delegate. And this is a huge thing for entrepreneurs, not being able to delegate or hand off tasks to people to manage for them, and training the people to do it the proper way. That's so huge for entrepreneurs, and you see people burn out and close their businesses because of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And delegation is a big thing. We could definitely talk about that in the next show next week, because there's lots of good tips and tricks on what makes a great delegator and how you can actually get the greatest results from a delegated task.
Absolutely. And I think also we'll let our listeners know, let's talk about, in the following call, we're going to talk about getting the attention of the press. We've got some great information. I know I run a regular course, and I know Isabel has some great information. So for now, Isabel, let's close off. Let them know where they can find all the information on time management on your site, and then I'll let them know where they can find it on mine, and we'll say goodbye for next week. So go ahead, Isabel.
Absolutely. I've got a lot of great information on our blog, which is at leapzonestrategies.com. Also have a podcast series, which is downloadable on iTunes, called, you can search just Leap Zone, or the series is called Rise. So those are easy to listen, short, and really informative little podcasts.
Great. And for those of you listening, I have a website called whenEverySecondCounts.com. You can also check out roaringwomen.com under services to find some of the services available that will certainly help you in terms of managing your business and all the little tasks that need to be done that kind of hang us up on not having our vision. And I think the last one we'll cover in this series is having vision. Let's work on looking forward this year, and how do you create vision for your business? Once we've stepped out of all of these tasks that we have to do by ourselves now, we've delegated, we've recognized the economy isn't going to hold us back. In fact, it's going to give us the boost we need. The cream is going to rise to the top. How do we develop that vision for our business? Right, Isabel?
Absolutely. I love it.
Okay. For those of you listening, we are on the air next Monday, and that would be at 11:30 Pacific, 12:30 Mountain, and that would be 2:30 Eastern. The rest of you can figure it out from there. I have a hard enough time remembering what time zone I'm in. And you can also visit blogtalkradio.com/businessboilerroom to see the past shows that we have had on, and be sure to visit leapstrategies.com and roaringwomen.com and see some of the information we have there. In the meantime, Isabel, would you like to say your goodbye?
I would say, you know, in the meantime, have an amazing, effective, and profitable week.
And I concur. Make sure to watch what you're doing, people, your goals beside your desk, what you want to achieve today. And every time you set forward to do something, take a look. Are you stepping into a zone you shouldn't be? And if you are, stop. And like Isabel spoke about, create that bubble. So in the future, let's talk to you next week. We're glad to talk to you. Listen in again next week on Monday. Take care and have a profitable week. Bye for now.